Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors. We're back on Caregiver Crossing. I'm Tina McIntosh, and boy, do we have a treat for you. In studio with us, we've got Robin King, Director of Leasing at American Village, and Pam Crowder, who is the Activities Director at American Village. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we can't forget that we have Esther with us. We're going to have to put pictures of Esther up on our website so that you can see her beautiful face, but I will give you a hint. She has four legs, and she's quite fuzzy. And what kind of dog is she?
She's a golden retriever lab mix.
She's a golden retriever lab. Okay, mm-hmm. I knew something was throwing me off there, but and she's about 5 years old,
yes.
You said, next
uh-huh.
month. Yep. So you ladies are here with us for a couple reasons. I know you've got a great event coming up that you've had some real success with and people are very excited about. But before we get to that, we're going to talk a little bit about the health benefits of pets and pet therapy. So I had heard somewhere that having a pet can actually help with some physical symptoms that you're having. Is that true?
Yes.
So what happens? Because, you know, I get a pet and I think they're cute and I ooh and I aw and I love all over them, but actually physically something good is happening to me, correct?
Yes, yes. When Esther comes up to somebody, she will sit in front of them or put her head on their lap and immediately they relax. They just melt and, you know, and they want to touch her. And so she, you know.
And she can feel it. I mean, just even being around her, you can tell she can feel when you need a little more attention.
Yes.
Do you see that with the residents in American Village?
Yes. I think there's a few residents who are on our memory care center that have had behavioral problems, agitation, anxiety, things like that. When I bring Esther there, they are happy. They relax. They're happy. They talk soothing to her. There's my puppy. Hi, puppy. How are you, puppy?
Oh,
so
I love that.
It just really brings them a sense of happiness, a sense of, you know, self-worth, I think.
And from there's a study that was just handed to me that says science tells us that pets are therapeutic. I mean, this is scientifically proven that just 15 minutes bonding with an animal can affect your heart rate in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Can bring your heart rate, you know, lower your blood pressure, and your stress levels immediately drop.
Yeah.
And that it's just crazy to think,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a hug. Do you guys know that you have to hug for 30 seconds to get the true physical benefits of a hug?
Oh.
Do you know this?
No, I didn't know that.
It's weird. Think about hugging somebody for 30 seconds. Embracing, slowing down. All of a sudden you hear their breath. It's kind of freaky when you really think about it. But pets, it's a lot easier. They crawl in our lap and we love all over them. And to have good physical side effects is fantastic too. And then over the long term, pet and human interactions can lower your cholesterol, help you fight depression, and may even help protect against heart disease and stroke.
Mm.
And it's no exception for our elderly and for the folks who are living at American Village and other American senior communities. And so I'd love, first of all, Pam, is she your pet?
Yes, she's mine.
Okay. And then the pet therapy process, how hard is that for people to go through?
Well, I haven't gone, you mean to get certified
yeah.
to be a pet therapist? She's not certified.
Okay.
She's just been doing this since she was a puppy.
Oh, I love and that.
And so she's used to being around wheelchairs. She's used to being around walkers and she's very relaxed. She's a totally different dog when it comes to my family at home. She gets excited and, you know, but when she's around the elderly, she's very calm and
she knows that she's
mm-hmm,
working.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Good for her. We like having Esther around. I know Candace is snapping pictures right now. She's going to put those on our Facebook page. Robin, what has it been like for you, you know, watching? I'm sure you get to spend time with Esther, too, but you mm-hmm. get to see folks as the director of leasing come in and how they respond and how their lives are changed, too.
Yeah, it's we are a pet-friendly community, so that's really a question we get asked quite a bit. Like, well, mom has a dog and she won't part with it. And I'm like, well, that's fine because she can bring the dog here. And I think we're all pet lovers, too. I have a dog at home, and it's just there's something about, I don't know, I'm probably partial to dogs, but it could be a cat or whatever. But they just bring a smile to people's faces. I mean, I've never once seen a pet walk in our building and people that walk by not stop and smile. And it's just, it just lightens up, I think, everybody's mood. And mm-hmm. to Pam's point, it calms people down as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, dogs and cats, we've talked about this in the show before, pretty normal pets for people to bring into, mm-hmm. you know, some kind of a long-term facility, assisted living, independent living. Any unique pets that you've seen along the way?
Birds?
Not that, not, well.
We had a bird, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, birds, I think we had a birds. Bird.
Yeah, that might have been before my time. Yeah. But yeah, it's mostly mostly dogs and some cats.
Yeah. I'm always waiting for that one really weird. My son's convinced that when he grows up, he wants to have a tiger.
Oh, so my.
We'll talk with you about what that'll look like long term at American Village. If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voices of Robin King, who is the director of leasing at American Village, and Pam Crowder, who is the activities director. Now, ladies, you have... And Mindy Balka with the American Senior Communities sent me some talking points and help for today. And she wrote for me that American Village has a, and I quote, perfect event coming up. So what is this perfect event? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's called Holiday Pause, and it's a photo event coming up on Saturday, December 5th from 11 to 2. And you can bring your pet in. Cat, dog, iguana, hamster, whatever you have.
Please and, bring your iguana.
And for a donation to the Alzheimer's Association, you can get your picture taken with your pet or of your pet in a holiday theme. So we're really looking forward to it.
Now, do we bring the pets dressed up?
We'll have props.
You'll have props.
Yes.
Oh, this is
yes.
going to be interesting. So this is coming up December 5th. So next weekend from 11 to 2, Holiday Pause is the name.
Yes.
And it's a suggested donation, so there's no set amount.
No.
Hoping that you give generously.
Yes.
That will come back to benefit the Alzheimer's mm-hmm. Association and people as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
So love that event. Who came up with this idea? Do you know?
Well, I think to the point that we said earlier that we're all such big animal fans, we were talking about, I mean, we're right next door to a veterinary clinic, and I thought, well, it'd be kind of fun to do something with them. And then as a group, collaboratively, we just made it a little bit bigger. So that's what we came up with.
Is this the first year for the
event? Yeah, it is. It is.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to have to bring my dogs in.
Absolutely.
So are people in the pictures too, or just the animals?
Whichever they want.
Okay.
If they want to do a group picture or a dual picture, they can. But if they want the animal, their pet to be the focus and the star, they can do that.
And do we need to sign up in advance?
It would be preferable for people to call and just let us know that they're coming.
Okay. What's the contact information?
They can call me and the number is 253-6950.
Okay, so that is Robin King. Mm-hmm. You can call her at 317-253-6950. Candace, you'll make sure we get this on our Facebook page, too, with the phone number. And that is for Holiday Pause coming up this weekend. And I congratulations for being a pet-friendly, you know, community as well. That makes such a big difference. And you at American Village have such a lovely grounds there. I know that's got to mean so much to people to walk around with their pets.
Absolutely.
And, the geese, I mean, those are kind of like your pets,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they
swans.
Are.
We do have the swans.
And swans and ducks, yes. But
that's
you're right,
right,
we do have geese as well.
Yeah, the geese are not your favorite of the swans and the geese.
That's right.
That's all right, I can feel it. I don't blame you at all. And what is a website for you ladies?
It's ASCSeniorCare.com.
Okay, so ASCSeniorCare.com. You can always learn more there. We'll have it up on Caregiver Crossing Facebook page. Or call Robin if you'd like to set up a time to come in for Holiday Pause next weekend on Saturday from 11 to 2, right? Saturday, December 5th?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the phone number is 317-253-6950. As always, we want to take a moment to say thank you so much to our friends and supporters and sponsors at American Senior Communities who help us be here every weekend on Caregiver Crossing. And Robin King and Pam Crowder and Esther's been perfect. Thanks for being with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're listening to Caregiver Crossing. The news is next right here on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.